我们再看第二个角度，摩西告诉我们，我们当如何活。
Let's look at the second viewpoint. Moses teaches us how then shall we live.
摩西讲要还要过一个认识神的生活。
Moses said we have to live a life that knows God.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得到智慧的心。
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
哦，摩西在这边又给了一个很重要的一个字要字。
And here Moses gives us another keyword.
怎样数算自己的日子
？Number our days.
摩西要求我们，建议我们。
Moses demands. Moses suggests.
叫我们能够好好欢喜快乐的能够活下去的话。
To tell us that if we want to go on with our lives joyfully.
我们还要常常数算我们的日子。
We must often number our days.
今天，你知道吗？人最大的问题就是不数算自己的日子，会数算别人的日子。
You know, one of the greatest problems of men is we do not count the number of our own days. We will count the number of other people's days.
他觉得要死就是人家死，他自己不会死。
They keep on thinking that if it comes to death, then other people will die and they themselves will not die.
摩西想，你跟我要认识神，至于怎么样认识神呢？我们要常常数算自己的日子。
Moses tells us, we need to know God, and how can we do that? We must constantly number and count our days.
他想为什么要数算
？Why?
因为数算自己日子的人才会有智慧。
Because only a person that will count and number his days, then will this person have wisdom.
请记得摩西讲的话，只有数算自己日子的人才会有智慧。
Please mark what Moses said. Only a person that counts and numbers his days will have wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And in Proverbs we hear that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
摩西教我们常常数算自己的日子。
Moses tells us to count the number of days often.
使我们有智慧。
So that we will have wisdom.
我们怎么会有智慧？
How can we have wisdom?
因为我们数算自己的日子，知道我们必须要认识神，也认识我们自己。
Because when we count the number of days, we know that we must know God and know ourselves.
当你认识神，当你认识自己的时候，你的智慧更加的能够增加。
And when you know God and know yourself, your wisdom will increase.
一个失败。五十几年前，一个神学家加尔文这样说。
Many years ago, a theologian Calvin said.
他讲，你要认识神的话，你必须先认识人；你要认识人的话，你必须先认识神。
If you want to know God first, you must know man. If you want to know man first, you must know God.
我们认识了神之后，才知道自己的渺小。
After we have known God, we understand how insignificant we ourselves are.
当我们数算自己日子的时候，我们觉得自己更加的渺小的时候，才看到神是这么的伟大。
When we count the number of days, we see how insignificant we are. Then we realize how awesome God is.
第十二节讲数算自己的日子。
Verse 12 teaches us to number our days.
我们怎么样认识人
？How do we know men?
我们从圣经上认识神，认识自己。我们看到有人，有人的特性。
And in the Bible, we know God, we know ourselves, and we see men, and men has their own characteristics.
我们现在来看一下，当我们数算自己的时候，我们认识自己，我们怎么样的认识自己
？And let's look at this. If we number our days, we want to know ourselves. How can we know ourselves?
我们看看摩西他怎么样认识到了人。
Let us see how Moses.Would know and understand men.
我们看到摩西讲到了三方面，讲到了人，在这九十篇中间。
And we see that in this Psalm 90, Moses talks about men from three perspectives.
人的第一个特性就是人必归回，人一定会死的。
And the first characteristic of man is that man will definitely return.
这是一个，这是一件事实，一个 fact.
This is a fact.
还没有一个人一直活下去。
No man will go on living forever.
我们看到第三节他这样讲。
Let's look at verse 3.
你使人归回尘土。
You turn men back to dust.
人是怎么来的
？How did man come? Where did man come from?
进化论讲人是从猴子来的。
Evolution tells us that man comes from monkeys.
圣经告诉我们创造论说人 是神造的。
And the Bible tells us, creationism tells us that man was created by God.
那人神造人跟神造动物的材料是许多一样的。
And the material used by God to create man and to create animals was the same.
只是过程不一样。
It's just a process.
我们看材料都是尘土。
What the material used does?
你看到你身上所需要的每天吃的维他命都是土，土里面都有。
Actually, what you need, your body needs every day, the vitamins you need every day. Look at the earth, look at the dirt, you can find it all there.
你吃钙，你吃磷，你吃钾，你吃铁，通通地上都有。
All the calcium, iron, thing, whatever, you can find all these in dirt.
因为人是从土造成的。
Because man was made from dust.
所以当人死了之后，埋在地里之后，不久之后就变成什么？变成归灰尘土。
So after man died and his spirit, and not long after, you would see that he has turned back to God.
人必归回。
Man would certainly turn back to God.
神没有呼召我做传道人之前，我还没有这么多见证可以看到人死之后的归回的这个情况。
Before God called me to full-time ministry, I did not have so many opportunities to see, to witness what happens when man dies.
今年，单单今年，我就替我三个好朋友安葬礼。
Just this year alone, I was at the burial service of three of my good friends.
所以我更加什么，数算自己的日子。
So more than ever, what do? I number and count my days.
因此使我更加的觉得自己的渺小。
And the more I number and count my days, the more I realize how insignificant I am.
使我更加的向往了神，因为他是这么的伟大。
And the more I desire God because He is so great and awesome.
人被尘土而造，过程跟动物不一样。
Man was made from dust, but the process was different from the creation of animals.
那圣经上面讲到，神用尘土造完人之后呢，向他吹了一口气，他就成为有灵的活人。
And the Bible tells us that after God made man out of dust, God breathed on him, so that this became a man's spirit.
这跟动物不一样。
This is different from animals.
神没有造动物的时候对他吹气。
God did not breathe on the animals that he created.
神造人对他吹了气。
God created man and breathed on him.
把神自己的灵进到了人的心里面去。
So that God's own spirit entered into man.
所以当神的灵进到人的心里面去，神的灵是永恒的，是永久的，是 infinity， 是无限大。
So when the spirit of God entered into the heart of man, we realize the spirit of God is eternal.
因此人本来造的时候可以永永远远活下去的。
So man, as originally created, could have lived forever and ever.
但是神要让人知道，人跟神不一样。
But God wanted men to know that man was different from God.
人是被造的，神是创造的。
Man was the creator, the creature, and God was the creator.
因此，神要提醒人，他是被造的。
God wanted to remind men that He is the creator.
哦，神用了一个很聪明的方法，给他一个命令就够。
So God used a very clever method. Just give him a command.
那假如人遵守这个命令的话，表示人把神当作神，当作创造者。
If man was willing to be obedient, it means that man regarded God as the creator.
假如人不遵守这个命令的时候，表示人自己根本不把神当作创造者看待。
If man was disobedient and would not obey the command, it means that man did not regard God as the creator.
你跟我都知道了答案是什么。
You and I both know what the answer was.
人不肯遵守神的命令。
Man was disobedient.
你知道就在那一刹那之间。
And it was in that short moment.
最近到人的心中了。
Sin entered the heart of man.
当人被造的人不遵从、不敬畏那个全权的神的时候，创造者的时候。
When man was not willing to obey and respect the creator God.
那个罪进到了人的心中。
Sin entered into the heart.
那个超自然的方法进来，我们不知道，到现在我们还没有办法 detect 这个罪怎么进来的。
If it was done supernaturally, we don't know how it happened, but even now, we cannot detect how sin entered into the heart of man.
当罪进到人的心中的时候，就要占据这整个的心，把这个心都占了黑。
And after sin entered the heart of man, it took over the whole heart of man.
那这个时候我们知道神是绝不跟罪在一起的，神是圣洁的，是公义的。
And we know that God is holy and righteous, and He would not be willing to be there to be there with sin.
既然人让罪进来，神就出去了，离开了。
Since men allowed sin to come in, then God left.
当神的灵一离开的时候，那永恒走了，那无限大走了。
Once the Spirit of God left, then eternity left, infinity left.
就造成你跟我今天会有一天归回尘土。
That is why you and I, one day, we will turn back to dust.
弟兄姐妹们，这是人的一个特性，人必归回。
Brothers and sisters, this is one characteristic of men.
这是一个事实，这是事实，我不需要证明。
This is fact, I don't need to prove it.
第二方面，摩西讲。
The second perspective, Moses used.
人是脆弱的。
Man is weak.
转眼就成空了。
And soon everything will pass.
他用了三个比喻。
He used three comparisons.
那这三个比喻，通通是在旷野中的比喻。
And all these three images think about comparisons are taken from the wilderness.
那我们看到他第一个比喻用的是第五节，我们刚才讲了，如水冲去，好像山上的洪水下来的时候冲下来，把一切都冲走了。
And the first comparison, the first image is from verse 5, says, "Thou hast swept them away like a flood."
而且突然来到，而且无法阻拦。
And it's irresistible, it's unstoppable, it comes on suddenly.
住在美国的人不会想到会有911的事件发生。
And in all these years, everybody who lives in America, they never even imagined in the wildest dreams that something like 9/11 would happen.
美国的总统还在谈要怎么样的造一个飞弹网把美国整个保护出来。
And the President of the United States is working on constructing a shield to...protect the whole of America.
哪晓得现在可以用飞机来进来来危害美国的人民。
And it never entered their mind that someone would use airplanes to come and take away the lives of American citizens.
我有很多朋友住在纽约。
I have many friends who live in New York.
当他们一听到消息，无线电里面、电视里面消息说世贸大楼第一栋被飞机撞的时候
，When they heard that the firstA tower of the World Trade Center was crashed by a plane.
哦，所以他们都出来，特别这些朋友都是我认得的，是在中国城的中宣会的一些职员、一些同工们。
I know these people because they live in Chinatown in the church there. They were called.
只有几个 blocks 跟这个世贸中心。
It's just several blocks away from World Trade Center.
所以他们马上出来看，看到那个楼烧起来了。
So they immediately came out into the street and they looked up and they saw the tower in flames.
正在开这个第一栋在烧的时候
，When the first tower was burning,
那十几分钟之后看到了一架飞机，声音很大很大，引擎声音很大，从他们上面开过去。
And about a dozen minutes later, they suddenly heard this roaring sound of a plane engine above them.
然后就看到这个飞机往另外一个塔上。第二栋撞上去，亲自看到这个飞机撞上去。
And before their very eyes, the plane crashed into the second tower.
他们两个星期，他们没有办法做事，脑子看到的就是第二栋飞机，那个飞机撞到第二栋上面。
They told me for 2 weeks they couldn't do anything because their mind was so filled with that picture of the plane crashing into the second tower.
摩西没有这种经历，所以不能写出来。
Moses didn't have this experience, so he didn't write that.
他只是在旷野看到突然之间那个水从山上冲下来。
All he saw was in the wilderness there would be a sudden flood, the water coming down.
突然来临没有办法阻挡。
The sudden flood is unstoppable.
今天你跟我可以讲到第二架飞机来的时候我们没有办法阻挡。
And today we can say when the second plane came crashing, there was no way to stop it.
人的软弱。
Men are so weak and vulnerable.
你说这是整个是一个讽刺一样。
It seems like a satire.
是最安全的地方，最强盛的国家，中间最大的城市，世界上最大的城市，这种事情发生。
It's the safest place. It's the strongest country. It's the biggest city. In the heart of the city, something like this could happen.
今天你到 Ground Zero 去了。
If you go to Ground Zero today,
转眼之间，你看几个月的成空那个地方。
And you will see that in such a short time everything passed away. It's so ironical.
摩西还用第五节讲到另外一个例子，如睡一觉。
And in verse 5, Moses uses another comparison, like sleep.
人生的短暂就好像做梦一样的，睡一觉，睡一觉就过去了。
And the transient of life is like a dream, like a sleep.
这就是人生。
This is life.
这是摩西在旷野的经验。
This is Moses' experience in the wilderness.
当神的子民违背神的时候，在旷野40年、38年在那里回老徘徊出不去的时候。
When God's own people disobeyed him and they had to wander in the wilderness for almost 40 years or 38 years.
所以摩西讲，我们当如何活？
So Moses said, how then shall we live?
我们没有神，我们没有办法活下去。
There's no way we can go on living without God.
因为我们要数算自己人的特性是什么特性。
Because we have to number and we are going to look at ourselves. What are the characteristics of men?
人必归回。
Man has turned back to dust.
我们看到人的脆弱，转眼成空。
In fact, men are so weak and vulnerable.
如水冲去，如睡一觉。
It's like a sudden flood sweeping you away. It's like a time of sleep.
摩西将用第三个例子。
And the third example, the third illustration.
他看到旷野的时候，下雨的时候开花了，草长出来了。
Moses knew wilderness could be that after a shower there would be plants sprouting.
然后一下子这个下雨完的时候，炎热出来的时候，那个花马上就枯萎了。
And then in a very short time, after the shower, the blazing sun would come up.And the plant would wither and die.
人好像如生长的草一样。
And men is like the plant.
这就是人生。
This is life.
人是脆弱的。
Men is vulnerable.
摩西讲第三点，人不但是必归回人的脆弱，第三，人生是空虚的，这个阶段中间是空虚的。
Not only does this, Moses tell us that men must turn back and men is vulnerable and weak. Thirdly, he tells us that life is vanity.
第九节讲，他讲好像一声叹息一样。
And verse 9, it tells us that it's like a sigh.
所罗门讲过。
Solomon said,
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
弟兄姐妹，这就是人。
This is men.
这就是人违背神之后的光景。
This is the situation of man after man has disobeyed God.
这就是摩西劝告我们说，我们要常常数算自己，提醒我们。
This is what Moses tells us to do, that we should count and number our days. He is reminding us what man is like.
提醒我们，我们必归回。
Reminding us that we will definitely turn back to God.
提醒我们，我们的是脆弱的，转眼可以成空。
Remind us that we are weak and vulnerable, and everything will soon pass away.
提醒我们，人生是虚空的虚空。
Remind us that life is vanity of vanities.
认识人。
You to understand no man.
为什么人会这样的人生？
Why is life like that?
摩西讲，哦，我们还要认识，不但人生是这样，认识人的罪性，不但知道人的特性，人的罪性。
And Moses tells us that not only must we understand the characteristic of men, we must understand the sinful nature of men.
第八节摩西这样讲。
Verse 8, Moses says.
讲到罪孽，讲到隐卧。
Talks about iniquity, talks about secret sins.
讲到人是全然的腐败。
Say the man is completely corrupt.
根本上就是腐败的。
Basically corrupt.
我们不能够相信自己。
We cannot believe ourselves.
因为我们自己都对自己没有把握。
Because we are not sure of ourselves.
所以圣经告诉我们说，啊，我们必须要得救。
So the Bible tells us we must be saved.
圣经告诉我们说，我们不能够自己救自己。
The Bible tells us we cannot save ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说，我们需主来救我们。
The Bible tells us we need the Lord to save us.
所以圣经告诉我们今天，你跟我要接受主救。
So the Bible tells us that today you and I, we must receive the salvation of the Lord.
我们从第一点，我们看到我们要过一个敬畏神的生活。
First point we learned is that we have to live a life fearing God.
摩西告诉我们三个要旨。
And Moses tells us three keywords.
转回，慈爱。 你就喜乐。
To turn back and then love and joy.
因为神对我们忠诚的爱，所以我们要转回。
Because of the covenant love of God for us, so we need to turn back.
当我们转回的时候，我们就会一生一世有喜乐。
And after we have turned back, then all the days of our lives we have joy.
接着摩西又告诉我们讲，我们还要过一个认识神的生活。
And then Moses tells us that we must live a life knowing God.
怎么样认识神呢？摩西给了我们一个要旨。
And how can we know God? Moses gives us one keyword.
数算自己的日子。
Count the number of days.
弟兄姐妹们，摩西建议我们中间每一个人数算自己的日子。
Brothers and sisters, Moses suggests that every one of us should number and count our days.
摩西还告诉我们在第十一节讲我们要敬畏神。
And in verse 11, Moses tells us to fear God.
好，我们现在来看了，除了我们数算自己，知道自己的特性，知道自己的罪性之外，我们还能做什么认识神？
And then let us look, besides counting and numbering our days, understanding our own characteristic and our own sinful nature, what more can we do to know God?
哦，圣经告诉我们很多方法我们可以认识神。
And the Bible tells us lots of ways to know and understand.
我至少可以举起双手来，这用这双手我们可以认识神。
And I can raise up my hand and then use my both my hands to know God.
你知道中国人讲了一句话很不好，就是双手万能，这句话很不好。双手万能。
The Chinese people they have this saying that you can do anything with your hands.
这句话有它属于灵的意义。
Actually, there is a spiritual interpretation.
我可以举起一个手，那这个手呢是什么？读经的手。
I can raise one hand, and what is this hand? This hand is the hand that we study the Bible.
我们手有五个手指，对不对
？We have five fingers.
我拿起读经的手是认识神的一个最好的方法。
And if I raise the hand of studying the Bible, it is the best way of knowing God.
第一个，我们要听神的话语。
First, we must listen to God's word.
第二个，我们要读神的话语。
Second, we have to study God's word.
第三个，我们要研读神的话语。
Third, we have to study God's word deeply.
第四个，我们要背诵神的话语。
Fourthly, we have to memorize God's word.
第五个，我们要默想神的话语。
The fifth is we have to meditate on God's word.
这个就是什么？这个就是读经的手。
This is the hand of Bible study.
那我再说一遍。我们要听神的话语。今天你跟我都在听神的话语。
Today you and I, we're both listening.
但是我们还要看神的话语。
And then we're going to read it.
我们不但要读，而且我们要研读神的话语。
And then we have to study it.
所以我手里面的圣经叫做研读本。明天早上我就跟你讲研读本怎么样研读。
This the Bible I have is a study Bible. Tomorrow morning I will tell you how to use the study.
第四，我们还要背神的话语，常常让神的话语来充满我的心。充满我的脑子。
We have to memorize God's word, so the God's word will constantly fill our ourselves.
第五，我们还要常常默想神的话语。
And fifthly, we must constantly meditate.
你想怎么样默想
？So how can I meditate?
我们自己可以默想一个金句。
We can just meditate on a particular verse.
或者我们可以把人家的默想拿来，我们来思想人家的默想，就是人家的书，我们来看。
Or we can read other people's books and we can benefit from other people's meditations and thoughts on Bible verses.
哦，我跟你讲，读经的时候非常的重要，使你能够更加的认识神。
Let me tell you, it's so very important that when you are studying Bible, you do this and you will know God more.
你知道我们花了十年出版这本圣经，叫《研读本圣经》。
Do you know we spent 10 years to prepare and publish this book called The Study Bible?
1996年11月出版。
It was published in November 1996.
从那个时候开始到现在，已经超过将近5年的多的时间。
From the time till now, it has been about 5 years.
我每天看这本书。
Every day I will read it.
研读这本书
study it.
你知道这5年来我觉得我自己改变了。
And you know I feel that I've changed over these 5 years.
人家也觉得我改变了。
And other people feel that I've changed too.
有读者看到我写的文章也觉得我改变了。
And the readers who read what I write they feel that I've changed.
我更加的认识了自己。
I know myself more.
而且我更加数算自己的日子。
And I number and count my days more.
所以在4年前，当我数算自己日子，我跟师母向教会请了半年假，我们到以色列去。
So about 4 years ago, when I was numbering and counting my days, I talked to my wife and we asked the church for leave, so we went to visit Israel.
因为我们实在太累了，花了10年编这本书。
Because because we were really so tired. We used 10 years to come up with this book.
当我在以色列神的地图，他们叫 God's land， 在那个地方，我数算自己的日子的时候。
When I was standing on Israel, God's land, and I was counting and numbering my days.
我在读神的话语的时候，神借着他的话语跟我说话。
When I was reading God's word, God spoke to me through His word.
说我如果还有十年的话。
So if I still have 10 more years.
我仍然做我现在所做的事情吗
？Will I still do
what, go on doing what I'm doing? Oh, 我跟他讲 ，No, 不不不，十年，如果给我十年的话，我要整个改变计划了。
And I said, No, no, no. If you give me 10 more years, I want to make a complete change.
我没有多少时间了，如果只有十年。
If I only have 10 more years, then I really don't have much time.
所以我整个改变我的思想，我的祷告了。
So there was a complete change in my thoughts and in my prayer.
你知道那时候我在看马太福音第二十五章那个比喻，那个主人要离开到国外去的时候，给他的三个仆人叫来。
At that time, I was reading the parable recorded in Matthew chapter 25. This master, he had 3 servants and he had to leave, and he entrusted money to this.
有一个给5000，有个给2000，有个给1000。
One got 5,000, 1 got 2,000, 1 got 1,000.
那五千跟两千的，通通赚了一倍回来。
And those who got, the two that got 5,000 and 2,000, they got a profit of 100%.
另外一个1000的把它埋在地上。
And the one that got 1,000 just buried the money.
哦，神夸奖那个五千跟夸奖两千的话语是完全一样。
And the praise that God gave was exactly the same to the one that got 5,000 and the one that got 2,000.
然后神跟那个一千的仆人讲，把那一千的拿过来。
And then God said to the one that got 1,000, said, "Take away his 1,000."
拿过来之后做什么
？What would you use? How would you use the money that has been taken back?
交给那个有一万的。
Give to the one that has 10,000.
哎呀，我想为什么你夸奖这句完全 verbatim 完全一样的话，为什么不平分呢？五千的跟两千的不平衡呢
？Since your praise for the one that got 5,000 and the one that got 2,000 were exactly the same verbatim, so why don't you split this money?
我这个故事看了这么久，以前从来没有问这个问题，为什么平分呢
？I have read this for so long, I never asked this question. Why don't you split the 1,000 and take it back?
神讲给了一万的。
God said to give it to the one that.
哦，神不但是神，是神国的投资者。
God is the investor in the kingdom.
神不但注重那个增长。
God does not only look at the growth.
神更注重 the rate of increase, 增长的比例。
He also looks at the rate of increase.
假如现在西藏只能派一个宣教士去的时候。
If, let's say, we can only send one missionary to Tibet.
派了2000的还是派了5000的？
Which one
啊，你要派哪一个？
The one that got 2,000 or the one that got 5,000.
你要派哪一个过去？
Which one would you send?
当然派5000的了。
Of course you would send the one that got 5,000.
一去的话就拿到什么？拿到10,000。
Because once the person is sent, he will get 10,000.
哦，我这个时候跟神讲，我要做那个什么？我要做那个有10,000的。
And then when I said to God.What do I want to do? I want to be the one that has 10,000.
你如果只给我十年的话，我要做那个10,000的。
If you only give me 10 more years, I want to be the one that has 10,000.
很多人都可以来牧会。
Many people can come and pastor churches.
我要做那个10,000的神啊。
Lord, I want to be the one that has 10,000.
因为我数算我的日子。
Because I count and number my days.
我整个把我的侍奉改变了。
My whole ministry took a complete turn.
我回到教会之后，我等候神的印证。回来之后。
And after I went back to my church, I waited for God's confirmation.
啊，我看到教会可以别人来接了。
And I could see that other people could come and take over the church.
我辞去了我牧会的工作。
And I quit my job as pastor.
我要做神国使神国增长最快的工作。
And I want to engage in the ministry that has the quickest rate of increase.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers，
你说读经有没有用
？Do you think there's any use studying the Bible？
哦，你说读经的时候有没有用
？Do you think that
有用？改变了我的一生。
Of course, it's very effective. It changed my whole life.
哦，弟兄姐妹们，我们要认识神。
Brothers and sisters, we must know God.
怎么样认识神？
How to know God?
怎么样数算自己的日子？
How to count the number of days?
我们要有智慧。
We must have wisdom.
我们要从神的话语里面明白神的话。
We should understand God's word.
哦，当然，我们除了读经的时候，还有祷告的时候。
Of course, it's at the hand of Bible study. We have the hand of prayer.
除了读经的时候，祷告的时候，还有两个脚，我们要怎么样应用神的话语？
Besides the hand of Bible study and the hand of prayer, we have two feet and we have to apply God's word.
弟兄姐妹，我们当如何活？
Brothers and sisters, how then shall we live?
摩西告诉我们说，过敬畏神的生活。
Moses tells us we must live fearing God.
摩西告诉我们过认识神的生活。
Moses tells us we have to live knowing God.
最后摩西。